Hi, man. Isn't that thing ready yet?
Just finishing up.
Everybody down!
Move it!
Watch out! Get out of
here! Nice.
I'm sensing something's moving through the local air mass. Heading this way fast.
The rat's taking the cheese.
You ready, Toy Man?
You bet. This'll be fun.
Uh-oh. Wrong rat.
Watch out for Iron Giant. Those darts are no joke.
Copy that. I'm only a few minutes away. Be careful. This is obviously an ambush.
Those guys travel in bunches. Maybe we should call this off.
Excellent advice.
Childhood's joyland, mystic, merry toyland. Once you pass its borders, you can.
Hello and welcome to FW Presents and another installment of Where Does He Get Those Wonderful Toys, or Those Wonderful Toys for short. I'm your host, Chris Franklin, and this episode I have a very special guest. This is kind of a multi-crossover episode because I have with me my wife, Cindy.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, you know, you can see me, so I think I'm pretty
good. Yeah. So, Cindy and I are launching our JLU cast, which covers the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited animated series. So we thought it would be cool to do a tie-in episode where we look at some of our favorite figures from the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited action figure line from Mattel that ran around the same time as the show did. I mean, it actually, I think it started in like 2002 and went beyond the show. I mean, they kept putting out stuff through Maddie Collector and stuff. So the line kind of lasted longer than the show itself did, but they put out a ton of figures in that line. I don't have all of them, but I've got probably like 75-80% of them. And you know, some of the figures they made were characters that were never on the show. They sometimes went back and did figures that were on the other animated shows, like the Gray Ghost and Superman with the Starro thing on him from Batman Beyond, which are some of my favorites. But for the purposes of this, since we're launching JLU Cast, we decided to just concentrate on the characters that were on the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited show itself. So we've eliminated anybody that was, you know, like if they were just made in animated style, like Plastic Man or the JSA characters, just for the figure line and were never on any of the shows, they're out. And any character that was on Batman, Superman, Batman Beyond, and never on Justice League Unlimited, they're out, or Justice League. So we just grabbed all my figures, threw them out on the dining room table, and just decided to say, well, I like this one, I like that one. So that's this very unscientific, off-the-cuff.
Oh, yes. And we did have a little bit of a knockdown, drag out about who could pick one figure. Because
I'd already kind of picked that figure.
But you had said.
I know, but.
And I let you.
I know. So, without further ado, ladies first, we're going to do a couple runners up. And now, the criteria of this is more it's the figure more than the character, because there's a few figures of characters that we really love that the figures are kind of, they're not up to quite the standard, or there's something weird.
For instance, I didn't pick any of the regular Wonder Woman figures, because the Wonder Woman figures, with the exception of one, which isn't Wonder Woman, which I'll get to in a minute, but I didn't pick any of those because I didn't like the figures themselves.
Right. There's something about the figure that just is off for you. And I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some crossover with favorite characters as well. But sometimes it's just the figure. But we're having fun with this. So you go first. Who's one of your runners-ups?
Okay. One of my runners-up is the Black Canary figure, where she's holding her hand up like she's getting ready to do the canary cry.
Black Canary.
Green Arrow. I've noticed you around.
I know. You happy punching the bag, or you want to go a few rounds with me? I am talking about sparring.
That'd be nice, too.
That is nice.
I do like the like the figure. The jacket's well done. The reason she's a runner-up rather than one of my contenders is because of the hand sculpt of the one that she's holding up to her hand. Because it's too little. They got the proportion off. And if you were to put her arm down, it wouldn't be the right length.
Yeah, it is a little off. It looks good like that, but if you, yeah. And she can also put her hand down and kind of have it on her hip, too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, you know. But I do like the figure. Other than that little nitpick, I do like it. And I, of course, love the character. So that was my first runner-up.
Yeah, and she's got really nice hair. That's a nice...
very nice hair. Bouffant-y.
Yeah, very nice. It's a wig, so you know. My first runner-up is actually one of the core Justice Leaguers from the show. It's John Stewart Green Lantern from the first series, back when he still had some hair and no goatee. But it's one of the cool ones that come with a cool accessory. He's got basically a plastic shell that you put around him that looks like it's the energy. I'm snapping it together as we talk. That's like the energy aura that, you know, is around him when he is flying through space and stuff. And I always thought that was really cool. I've always kept this one out on display. I usually keep a normal John Stewart out and then him. And of course, you could put any of the regular size Green Lanterns in there too.
Right.
You could put Kyle Rayner. I guess you could. I don't know if Kyle Rayner's hair might be too big, but you could put the other John Stewart in there for sure. And I think it's sharp, or the Justice Lord John Stewart. So I think it's really sharp, really cool accessory. One of those where they were thinking outside the box and actually put something in there that went with it.
Makes sense.
That's one thing. For the most part, there were for a few versions of the Justice League figures from Mattel that came with the ridiculous, you know, missile launching accessories and stuff. But for the most part, they figured out that both kids and collectors at this point, they just wanted what was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Especially as it got into Unlimited, they got rid of a lot of that goofy stuff. So I was glad to see that. So yeah, that's my first runner-up. Who's your second runner-up?
Okay. Justice Lord's Hot Girl would be my second runner-up. Figure is really well done. Looks just like the show. The helmet's really nice. Wings are great. She's got this look on her face that's like, yeah, I'm a badass. And I know it, you know? There's something very military about her.
Mm-hmm.
It just suits her.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when we met her in that outfit, that was before the star-crossed crossover, where we found out that, oh, all the Thanagarians, you know, she's going to wear an outfit like that in Starcross too,
when
she betrays the Justice League. So, yeah, that is a sharp outfit. Yeah, all the Justice Lords outfits are really cool. And, you know, it's interesting because Bruce Timm briefly toyed with giving the Justice Leaguers a uniform look.
Mm-hmm.
And he designed Batman.
A la Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he designed Batman and John Stewart with that look, like, right out of the gate. And he was talking to Paul Levitz about it. He kind of said, I don't know about that. But Paul Levitz said, well, I don't care what you do with the other ones, but you can't do that to Superman, Batman, or Wonder Woman. You know? So they ended up... which Paul Levitz was the publisher of DC at the time, or the president. I can't remember which one he was at the time. But so they ended up taking those designs when they did the Justice Lords and just tweak them and then create the other characters around that same kind of central look. Mm-hmm. And it's a really strong, strong look. So, okay. So my second runner-up is Aquaman from the Justice League, but this is the version... from, I believe the episode's called The Enemy Below, which was the introductory episode of Aquaman on Justice League Unlimited. On regular Justice League, where he has the long hair and he's got the hook. And he's got a cape on, because at one point we do see him in a cape. Now, at that point, I don't think he's got the hook yet on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think we see him again in a cape. And, you know, he's really, the figure... I mean, even Rob likes this version of the hook-handed Aquaman.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the best version of hook-handed Aquaman because of the way he got his hook and everything. But just the adding of the cape just gives him this...
kingly air.
Yeah, this regal look to him that totally fits. You know, it tells you that this guy is still the king, even though he looks like, you know, he's like Conan. But in a way, but he's like he's King Conan under mm-hmm. the sea. You know, it's really, really sharp. I really like it.
Order! Order, please! First you sink a nuclear submarine, and then you threaten us to make peace. Who gave you the right?
I am the born ruler of Atlantis.
A country we do not even recognize.
These are my final terms. Refuse them at your own risk.
But your demands are outrageous. They would compromise our entire world defense and economy.
Your problem, not mine.
Okay, who's your number five of your top five?
Okay. Number five of my top five. As I said, I didn't choose any of the regular Wonder Woman figures, but I did choose the Justice Lord's Wonder Woman.
Hmm.
She makes sense. She's got short hair. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about into a society that has been whittled down. So you wouldn't have any of this extra, you know, big hair, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing. She is one, you know, she is just a really cool figure. Her outfit makes sense. It's utilitarian.
Mm-hmm. It looks a lot like Donna Troy's classic Wonder Girl costume, too.
True, true.
Yeah, which I think's neat. Yeah. And that was another thing that, you know, Bruce Timm kind of proposed, cutting Wonder Woman's hair. And like, well, yeah, you can't do that. But he did it on here, you know.
Right.
So, so yeah, that's a sharp figure. I like her a lot. Yeah. She's cool. My number five uh-huh. is Etrigan the Demon.
Uh-huh.
And Etrigan had showed up on Batman, the new Batman Adventures. And but when he came on Justice League, in the I think it was the episode called Night of Shadows, he was redesigned to look much more Kirby-esque.
You say you've been trailing LeFay for centuries?
In an unending game of cat and mouse. For the past generation, she has hidden from me. But I'll never rest until her soul burns in the eternal pit.
And I thought Bats was creepy. How has she eluded you for so long?
The witch has an amulet which can sense when I'm drawing near.
With that stench, who needs an amulet?
What?
Nothing.
Perhaps you should consider another approach.
He was more Kirby-like than he had been on Batman, and I really like it. And Etrigan shows up in one of our family's absolute favorite Justice League Unlimited episodes, Kid Stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah!
That was Andrew. Yeah. That was Andrew's absolute favorite episode when he was a kid. I
oh,
swear.
Oh, he watched it and watched it and watched
still
it.
Still is. And he wore a hole in the DVD, pretty much, is what it amounts to, yeah. So.
And if they ever come out with action figures of that, those versions of it, I don't care if it's $200, he's going to buy it.
I wonder, you know, they've already, the DC Collectibles have been doing Batman the Animated Series, and those are really popular, and I've got quite a few of those,
mm-hmm.
and now they've gotten into doing some, they've done Superman and Lois from Superman Animated.
Oh, okay.
So at what point are they going to say, okay, we're doing Justice League and Justice mm-hmm. League Unlimited? I bet you they will at some point in the 6-inch format, and people will go nuts.
Netters for it,
yeah. Yeah, I hope they do. And, you know, the more interest in that, the more interest in our JLU podcast, too. So, yay.
That's right. That's right.
Who's your number four?
Okay, my number four is traditional Hawk Girl.
You never asked how we vote.
It doesn't matter.
So, where are you going to go?
I don't know. Someplace where the fate of the world isn't in my hands. Someplace where there are no more secrets, no more lies.
Was it all a lie?
I love you, John. I never lied about that.
I love you, too.
So, Hawk Girl with the helmet and everything.
Hawk Girl with the helmet, not tracksuit Hawk Girl. Sorry, but no. That disturbed
me. Not Shiera, but really Hawk Girl.
Yes, yeah. Hawk Girl. She looks, it's one of those cases that she looks classic. She's a timeless figure. That's what mm-hmm, I want to say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She looks like she could have been back in the 40s, 50s, or now. She is just a classic figure. Looks dead on the way she looks on the cartoon. And definitely, yeah, in my top five.
Okay, so. Cool. Yeah, I really like that figure. It's sharp. I like something that, you know, I thought about is I love that they did the 10-inch figures mm-hmm. of, like, the main ones, you know. And although it took forever for me to find a Hawk Girl, remember?
Yeah.
I just, like, stumbled upon her years later at a Kmart.
A Kmart or Big Lots.
And there she was. And it was like marked down. I'm like, this has been sitting here all these years. And because you couldn't find her. But I mean, the big ones, they were basically like big maquettes. I mean, because it was the sculpt, like, blown up, you know, and or actually that's what they were sculpted at, and then they were shrunk down. So it was like the actual sculpt size of the figures, and they're really sharp. And the hot girl, the big hot girl, looks really sharp in that one, too. Yeah. My number four is The Question.
Yeah.
The Question is, you know, was kind of a breakout character on Justice League Unlimited. Everyone loved their take on The Question, and Jeffrey Combs playing The Question, who he just reprised that on the Scooby-Doo Brave and the Bold movie that we discussed on FW Presents recently. The figure's great. I mean, it looks just like him. He's got the you know, the trench coat, the bluish purple outfit, of course, no face. I mean, he looks like the classic comic book Question as well. I mean, it's a great figure, and part of it is definitely because I like the character so much. In fact, any other version of The Question, even though I knew The Question before JLU, I want The Question to act like this guy. Because to me, that's like the very best version of the character, which is, you know, the animated version's often the very best version of that character. This is a sharp figure. Very sharp.
I know there's a connection. Don't think I won't find it.
Maybe you're not looking in the right direction. You're the league's data guy, the conspiracy buff, right? Wildcat says you're a nut job.
Funny, he says the same thing about you.
He's right.
Okay, bored now. Goodbye.
You must be the ugliest guy of all time, Question. Hiding your face like that.
Go away. Don't touch that.
Wow. I had no idea that the Girl Scouts were responsible for the crop circle phenomenon.
Few people do. Few even think to ask the question.
Okay, who is your number three?
Number three is Bug.
Forager the Bug?
Yeah, Forager the Bug. From the New Gods episode. And he is just awesome. They took the time to put the little diamond pattern up his leggings. He's got etchings on his face to show. I mean, he shows that he looks like a bug. He comes with a neat shield. I mean, and just the character in and of himself makes you like this figure, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the figure, of course, is, you know, comes with a cool shield. Again, they put the diamond patterns down his legs. They did the etching on his face. It wasn't just, hey, let's put these parts together and see what we can come up with. They did an all new figure.
Yeah, he's really sharp. Yeah, and he's very Kirby looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a nice figure. And how they used him in the Twilight episodes with, you know, the New Gods and everything. I really like how they handled the character. And he's got that really cool Mike Allred series out right now that's wacky fun. So, yeah, that's a cool choice. I like him a lot.
Who are you?
They call me Forager.
Do you know someone named Orion?
Orion? I am just an unworthy bug. Orion is a god who is far above us.
You're too modest. You've shown courage, compassion.
No, you don't understand. All the gods are far above us.
Okay, what about your number three?
My number three is Green Arrow. I really liked how they interpreted the Bronze Age Neil Adams Green Arrow. You know, it's like Green Arrow stepped out of the 70s and they put him in animated form. He's still got the feathered hair on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the longer sideburns. I mean, they didn't try to update him. It's like, and it fit that character because he's kind of an old hippie, you know, in a way. So it really fit. I really liked the design on the show. I thought the figure was sharp. He's another one that I really loved, the big one. They did a 10-inch figure of him. It's really cool. And I think that kind of influenced it. And plus, I've always liked Green Arrow. I always wanted, you know, the Mego Green Arrow. I didn't have when I was a kid. And the Superpowers Green Arrow was one of my favorite figures. And there's just something about that Neil Adams design that's just so cool. And he's got his cap. He's got the, you know, the his gloves that run up his arms because he's an archer, you know, and things like that. It's just a direct interpretation of the classic Neil Adams design, and it's just done really, really well. And plus, he actually came with an arrow and a bow, so that's cool. Even though there's no way in hell you'll ever pose him to, to, because there's so the articulation on most of the figures is pretty limited. Now they did the main guys in with a little more articulation, like the Aquaman I got. He's got more articulation. He's got knees and elbows, but in a twisted waist, But most of the time, it's like 5 points of articulation.
Oh yeah.
So, but
they're like little mini statues for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, who's your number two pick?
Mine is the Siren.
Black Siren, yeah.
Yes, the Black Siren from where the Justice League ends up going to that world where World War II just kept going. And, you know, it...
Well, no, that's the one where the nuclear holocaust happened and that boy was keeping... He was mutated and he was keeping the comic book... characters he was
right, but they were he was it was still like they were in the 40s.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like time hadn't moved forward.
Yeah, but they were real in that world. That's they were comic book characters to Jon Stewart, but in our world, yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Right, right.
But anyway, I have a thing for 40s, 50s pinup girls myself. I've got a whole book about them, and that I mean I like that aesthetic. And she really appeals to me on that basis.
Mm-hmm.
So she has done really well, you know, nice chest-hip ratio going on. She's a very attractive figure. She's got the nice bouffant hair, the mask. They did a really nice job of having that come up, but not too far, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she, of course, she's based on Black Canary.
Oh, of course.
In the 40s know. Version of Black Canary. And... they originally were going to use the JSA in that episode, mm-hmm. and Paul Levitz was like, hey, you're kind of making the JSA look cornball, plus the ending's kind of a downer.
Oh, yeah.
A big downer.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, so they changed it, kind of like the Watchmen, you know, where they changed
they
them from
changed
the
a little bit,
Charlton
yeah.
characters to their own characters, but yeah. They made some, it was hard, the Streak was almost on my list.
Yeah.
It was almost in my runners-up, and I took him out. And I don't have the Green Guardsman. I think that's the only one I don't have of those. I don't know if they made Catman. I've got Tom Turbine, and of course we got her. But she is a really cool figure. And she made it on the show before Black Canary did.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was cool.
Allow us to introduce ourselves. Justice Guild, roll call.
Catman.
Black Siren.
Green Guardsman.
Tom Turbine.
The Streak.
Yeah. I'm Green Lantern, that's Flash, Hawkgirl, and John Jones.
And this is our official Justice Guild Junior Justice Guildsman, Ray Thompson.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be a crime fighter.
So long as you remember to eat right and stay in school.
Right.
Jean, what's wrong?
A sudden dizziness. So strange.
Nothing a tall, cold glass of milk won't cure.
I think I have some freshly baked cookies, too. Let's let the men talk.
They can talk all they like.
Could you excuse us for a sec?
I will not be patronized.
We need answers here. So maybe, just this once, we can all play along.
So, you fight crime and bake cookies. How do you do it?
My number two, which is no surprise to anybody that listens to this show.
I'm actually surprised he's not number one.
Well, he would have been if not for the character that is number one. But my number two character is the Gentleman Ghost. This makes three times we've mentioned the Gentleman Ghost on different episodes of this show. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this figure in the when I talked about the DC UC Gentleman Ghost in episode one. But he's super cool. They did the thing where, you know, his hat sitting on top of his... the collar of his cloak. The only thing that kind of holds him back, and it's perfectly fine, is they just reused the Joker's body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, you know, I mean, that's it. But they, why would they re-sculpt it? It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fine that they reused the Joker's body, but he's, I mean, I really like the, I mean, you wouldn't think there's not a whole lot of colors on him, but they made the inside of his cape gray just to make it pop.
Some
contrast. He's got a gray headband, but he's really cool. He's a really sharp looking figure. And of course, he was on the series, not a whole lot, but he was on a series in the episode with Hawkman, and he's just one of my favorite, just one of the great visuals. And plus, you know, it all goes back to that whole Haunted Mansion thing. I just love that look. So,
mind the ion drive. That's delicate equipment.
All right, I took you lightly. I won't make that mistake again.
I think you might. If I were to give you another chance, I mean.
It's all yours, GL. The nth metal in this net
has properties that interfere with dimensional shifting, I know.
Next time, Green Lantern, I'll do you proper.
Quiet down in there.
I fought our gentleman ghost before. These intangible types can be tricky.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't stand a chance against the two of us.
Look, Hawkman, I appreciate the help. Let's leave it at that.
So, who is your number one figure?
Now, granted, part of this is because of the character and the way he's portrayed on Justice League, okay? Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is because of this figure. My favorite figure is the Ultra Humanite.
Mm.
You know, he's the bad monkey with a heart of gold.
And that's been a running gag on Supermates for years.
Yeah,
because I said that one time. Like, you would be friends with a, you know, albino ape, a guy that put his brain inside an albino ape, and you're like,
well, I married you, didn't I?
Right, yeah. So.
But the figure is very well done. It's a very solid figure. You can feel the heft and the weight of it. He's bigger. I love how they did his fur where it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
On his brain, you can see the little veins. They took the time to sculpt the little veins, the pulsing veins going on, and the spikes on his outfit and everything else. And I just really like the figure. There's something about him. He looks like he's bad, but there's something about his eyes that, like, you know, I got a little bit of good in me, you know? I just really like the figure, and I like the character, the way he's portrayed on Justice League.
Mm-hmm. He's a supporter of the arts, and, you know. And
you don't ever do anything bad to kids.
Right.
You know?
He remade DJ Rubber Ducky.
Yeah.
Flash still missed the poopy noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a really cool figure. I like him a lot. It's, you know, I've always liked that design. I bought the Justice League books where he first appeared in that design, that George Perez designed that off the rack. So I've always been really fond of that white ape look of him, and they did a really good job. It looks just like the character from the cartoon too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fantastic.
You'll be happy to know, Flash, that your words, jejune though they were, did not fall on deaf ears. I appreciate the sentiment behind them, and therefore call a truce in honor of the season.
Seriously?
You'll have the toy to give to your young friends. I'm improving it, too.
It's not going to blow up or anything.
Flash, it is Christmas.
Okay, but why did you hit me?
You hit me first. Hand me that screwdriver, will you?
Okay, my number one figure is the Vigilante, the Greg Sanders cowboy Vigilante. Who was on Justice League Unlimited quite a bit, voiced by Nathan Fillion. And he's an all-new sculpt. They didn't reuse parts. He's got the bandana around his, you know, nose and mouth. He's got the cowboy hat. They gave him a pistol and his lariat that you can put over his shoulder. He can put his gun in the holster, which is very unusual for this line. I like the way they sculpted his pants around his boots. I mean, you can kind of tell that he's got his boots underneath his pants, the way his pants flare out there and stuff. He's even got the V on his belt buckle.
Yeah.
He's got the buttons on his shirt that are sculpted. He is a super sharp looking action figure anyway. And I've always liked this character because I encountered him really early in a World's Finest book I bought. He was a backup feature in World's Finest at the time when it was a dollar comic book. I've always liked him. I even made a Mego figure of him.
Yeah.
I just think it's a super sharp figure, and I really have always liked the character. He's got the spurs on the back of his boots.
Yeah.
I mean, golly, they went to town on this guy. Unfortunately, the Shining Knight figure that goes, of course, they're buddies from the Seven Soldiers and stuff. He looks a little goofy, to be honest with you. He looks like a cross-eyed version of the dude from Dragon's Lair,
yeah.
But I really like them on the show, and the fact that they used them so much, it added some nice variety to all the capes and tights type of characters on the show. So that's my number one Justice League Unlimited figures.
Green Arrow, Striped, Stargirl, Vigilante, and Shining Knight, meet me on the bridge.
The exact second the movie's over, we get a mission. Dang, if that ain't lucky.
I still say this Clint Eastwood dishonored himself when he refused to... What was it? Play by the rules?
Partner, your medieval upbringing has done left you unschooled in the ways of the moving picture.
No, his proper duty is to his police captain. I see why they call him dirty. He besmirches his order.
Sir Justin, if you want to be watching stuff on my big TV with the 5.1 surround sound, you had best watch what you say about Mr. Clint Eastwood.
So, well, that was fun. We would encourage everyone to give JLU Cast a try. It's starting soon on the Fire and Water Network. Hopefully, it'll be about a week after this comes out.
Right.
Schedules allow and everything. I mean, I get everything edited together.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. So, Cindy, thanks for coming by.
We share a bed.
Yeah, but this is the first time you've been on this show.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of weird. I was like, well, can we do the Supermates? Well, no, let's keep the toy stuff. I know we have done toy shows on Supermates since I started doing this, but it made more sense to do it here. And it's a little quick, fun episode. So thanks for coming by. And I'm probably going to get a lot of crap because neither one of us picked Solomon Grundy. So he's probably going to come to the door pretty soon. So we'll see you guys later. And... go listen to JLU Cast. Bye.
Yeah, there you go. Bye. See you there.
Hello, children. Come close and I'll tell you a story.
Is that DJ Rubber Ducky?
He sounds weird.
Little Clara had just received a beautiful toy nutcracker from her godfather, the mysterious Herr Drosselmeyer.
Well, an improvement, wouldn't you say?
I kind of liked it when he made the poopy noise.
That night, as Clara slept beneath the Christmas tree, her beloved toy came alive to lead her on an adventure.
But this is good, too.